America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Caliendo comes in. He's eligible. Here is Hunt for the touchdown. Kansas City remains unbeaten.
Chiefs 30-24 winners in overtime last night. They're 8-0. Travis Kelce's heating up a little bit, too. I said he was washed. He looks less washed.
He needed 8 billion injuries in front of him and around him.
Yep.
But he no longer looks washed.
No, he had 14 catches, 100 yards, I think.
I would agree with that. Yeah. You see Matt Stafford and his wife went as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for Halloween.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I like that.
Not a bad little Halloween costume.
Nope.
Wiggy would. It's a Wiggy-approved Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know who they are.
That's something. You are someone or something.
It's a good point. They showed that on the broadcast. They showed Taylor once or twice.
They sure did.
On the broadcast last night. So the Chiefs are 8-0, Keith. About halfway there. Quite halfway there.
Almost.
But they're about halfway to 17-0. Don't pretend like you don't care, Patriots fans. And don't pretend like you're not starting to pay attention to it. Just a little bit. Remaining on the Chiefs' schedule, Denver, at Buffalo.
That's the one.
At Carolina.
That's not the one.
Vegas, Chargers, at Cleveland. Home against Houston on December 21st.
Yeah.
At Pittsburgh, at Denver. That's all that's left between the Chiefs and 17-0. And what's scary about them, Keith, they look like they're getting better.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the first eight games they've really been at their best. They've had a comedy of injuries to the wide receiver. Even starting back in camp, they're just losing receivers left and right. But they add Hopkins. And then when Pacheco went down, they had three different running backs that they weren't sure who they're going to go with. But it's really been pretty firmly Kareem Hunt.
Like, Kareem Hunt has been awesome.
He's like, he never
awesome.
Left.
And
like,
they're going to get Pacheco back.
Right. And so I think they do run the table. I think it's going to come down to the Buffalo game at Buffalo in 2 weeks. So if they get to 10-0, then I think they're running the table. I think they're going to do it. Like, why not? I mean, it'd be an upset if anybody beats them. Which I know upsets happen all the time. I know nobody's gone undefeated or since the Dolphins in 72. But I think they do it. I think they do it because they've gotten through this far, and Mahomes really hasn't even played great.
No, so this is what I was going to say. Yeah. So you need a Mahomes injury like you almost got last night.
That's right.
Where he just flips that ball to Samaje Perine, which is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Just flips that ball to him in the end zone, and you know it's non-contact. He like tweaks his ankle, and you're like, oh, well, he's done.
Yep.
He's got his arms around people being walked off the
field.
Weekend at Bernie's style, exactly. Yeah. And then he's fine. He was lethal on third downs.
He's
last
had a
night.
Bunch of those in his career. Yeah. Where he's like, remember that one where they thought he got hurt like on the QB sneak, and it was like
he's back like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I thought he was like out for the year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, he dislocated his kneecap.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, that's what it was. Well, kneecap.
They said this on the broadcast 50 million times last night, but they don't QB sneak anymore since that play.
Yeah, probably smart.
And they also said 50 million times on the broadcast, but it was true. He was lethal on third down last night. So Mahomes, who had been throwing more interceptions than touchdowns, you knew that would turn.
Mm-hmm.
291, three touchdowns, no picks, although he could have had a couple at the end of regulation last night that would have blown him the
game.
Oh,
sure.
And 117 quarterback rating. They're 8-0. He has DeAndre Hopkins. It feels like they're figuring things out on offense. Their defense has been good all along. And the schedule really isn't that daunting. Let me read it to you again. Denver at Buffalo.
That's a huge game at Buffalo. Week 11.
Those could be a couple of top-tier teams when we do Tier Tuesday coming up.
Ooh, fine.
About 15 minutes from now. Carolina, Vegas, the Chargers. Good team.
Yep.
But I don't expect that one.
They already beat at L.A., so that's a home game.
At Cleveland, home against Houston, that's another tough game, although Houston feels like they're going the wrong way.
Maybe.
At Pittsburgh, good defense, and then at Denver.
So what might actually get them is they have obviously, this is like the Tom Brady Patriots treatment. So they have all these different primetime games and weird games. So do you know that in the coming month, they play on Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, as well as Sundays. But like they play Christmas Day after playing on the previous Saturday. They have that random, is that the Black Friday game they're playing?
Yeah.
So like their schedule is so ridiculous that like maybe they do trip up. Like the smart money would be no, they don't go undefeated. Just because teams don't do it and, you know, there's going to be some weird game in there. They just went to overtime with the Bucks and all of that. But I think they do. And I know I sure as hell am rooting against it. I mean, as a Patriots fan.
Like, okay, so how hard were you rooting against it last night? Were you into it rooting against them last night?
Well, I was rooting for Kareem Hunt and my fantasy team. So I was rooting more for that. It's week eight. I'm not losing my mind if they lose. But I'm saying as it goes, I will root against
it. This is what
I
think, too.
Yeah, whatever.
It's too early to be, like, fully rooting against
it? I'm not Mercury Morris sitting there with the champagne being like, come on, you son of a bitch.
How far didn't Pittsburgh go like 13-0 a few years ago, and then they just fell off a cliff at the end of the year and lost like early in the playoffs?
That sounds right.
I think they started 13-0 one year.
Yeah.
And you're like, you knew they weren't going to. That team blows.
No.
Like, you knew that team wasn't going to go undefeated.
But and even if they did, you're like, all right, good for you. But like Kansas City specifically is you're talking about two things that the Patriots dynasty didn't accomplish. As great as it was, as unmatched to this point as it has been, they didn't have the undefeated season, and they didn't win three in a row. And Mahomes could do both this year. Like, those are the two things
it's like what you're grasping to.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like, all right, not only are we going to all root against him if and when they get to the Super Bowl again, but obviously you don't want them to have the 07 season cap it off in the Super Bowl, which would be two things that Brady never did.
Couple of texts, 37937. We got this one a couple of times. Feels like the 2019 Patriots have started 8-0.
So they actually, I thought last year were like that team, where last year's Chiefs team, you're like, yeah, they're good, and they're kind of getting by because they have a good quarterback and coach, and then they win it. And they run the table at the end, and they win it. And you're like, whoa! And that felt like the. I'm sorry. I was thinking more of the 2018 Patriots.
Yeah, 2019. Brady's final year.
But even the 2018 Patriots was probably in regular season the worst of the Patriots Super Bowl winning teams, right? And then but they figured out they had like games they lost late in the year, which they never would do. And you're like, I don't know about this team. And then they won the whole thing. That was like the Chiefs. I think this Chiefs team is better than the 19 Patriots.
Me too. And it feels like they're getting better. The Patriots were similar to what the Chiefs are doing. Like, the Chiefs are lucky to be 8-0. I acknowledge that. But they're already 8-0, and it feels like they're figuring things out on offense, which has been their problem.
They're getting better.
The Patriots were not getting better.
And they
the Patriots
also
were going the other way. In 2019.
The next nine games are also easier than the first eight games. Like, they already beat Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, San Francisco, and even Tampa, I think, is a decent team. So, like, they've already beaten some good teams. Rest of the way, like we just said, it's only, like, two or three.
On Tampa specifically, 37-93-7, they almost lost to Tampa at home without Tampa's top three wide receivers, and Mahomes played great.
No,
They're not going undefeated.
It's the smart money to say that they don't.
You're declaring them going undefeated
now.
You're not waiting for the Buffalo game.
Nope. They're going to go undefeated.
Getting in front of it.
Maybe it's also a jinx. Maybe I jinx them.
or a reverse jinx.
Maybe.
I do like that.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I do like that.
But no, that's what I would bet. I wonder what it is. I'm sure it's somewhere you can bet on it. Like, how plus is the money right now? It's probably good juice.
You think so?
Nine more wins? Yeah.
You want to go plunk down?
Because even if you just took them money line all nine games right now, it'd be up there.
617-779-7937. That's not a bad way to do it. Just do that for the rest of the year. Can you
Chiefs
do that?
Money line and then roll over the winner?
Yeah, can you just do that look ahead every single week?
Yeah, you could.
Maybe.
They're going to be pretty heavy favorites this weekend, I would imagine.
If you take any team to get a perfect regular season, it's plus 650 right now.
That's not enough.
Any team to go 20-0 plus 2,000.
Oh.
So that would be
win out. So you got to win out in the playoffs.
Because they're minus nine. They're 9-point favorites this weekend. So whatever that money line is probably.
But that's the one you bet. You bet the 20-0. You don't bet perfect regular season. You bet the 20-0.
Unless they go 07 style, where it's like they have the regular season. You win that, you want that money, and then lose
now,
the Super Bowl.
Now you're just inviting a flood of texts from all the professional gamblers out there. That's what you hedge!
Cover your ears, Wiggy and Courtney.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point.
Courtney must have hit on some of her parlay legs last night,
She said she did not hit, yes.
Let me tell you.
No, I know she didn't hit. I'm saying some of the legs.
She said she didn't even get out of the first quarter.
Oh, that's true, because she had over seven and a half points.
Yeah.
But she had over passing touchdowns for both Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, which hit.
Well, I usually hit on some legs in my parlay. I don't normally go. Oh, I mean, I don't do 8-leg parlays. But
I won a couple. It's like, yeah, that's not how it works. That's just an L. You took an L on
you
that.
Think Wiggy would add one of these to his parlay?
You know what?
He loves doing like first touchdown.
He should.
You know what Wiggy told me today when I walked in here?
What's that now?
He says, hey, I got another way to bet basketball. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, wait. I bet I know what is it? I haven't heard this.
First basket scored.
No, I bet I know what it is.
Close.
Ooh.
First player to score in the first 3 minutes. So it's not first bucket, but then he's parlaying them. He's like, last night, he's like, I had Tatum, I had Luka, I had this, I had that. Parlay them together. I'm like, did you win? He goes, well, no.
I was like, all right. When I was talking to him, it was like a year ago.
Yeah.
When we had the event where we were all together watching the college tournament, Wiggy was at the time betting ranges of the outcome.
Oh, like the team to win by 7 to 10 or
something,
whatever.
Like that.
I don't like those.
I didn't really get it at the time, but he was very adamant
about it. He also texted me last night asking if different books have different things. And I was like, yes.
Definitely.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So now he's all in on this first three minutes.
Okay, well, let's try
that. I think it's actually... That is a fun one.
Yeah.
First
bucket, super fun until you lose.
Well, first bucket.
Race to 10, super fun.
But first 3 minutes.
You got some leeway.
I feel like Tatum scoring every first three minutes.
Oh, Nat this year.
Yeah, this year.
I bet last year would be a terrible bet for Tatum. This year, yeah. It's a good bet for Tatum.
Yeah, that's fun.
At the end of regulation, and this came up, we talked about this all day with the Patriots yesterday. We wanted the Patriots to go for two. They didn't go for two. They lose in overtime to Tennessee. Do you think Tampa should have gone for two last night?
So I do. I don't feel as strongly as I do about the Patriots and their whole situation, right? Like, I don't think it's a catch-all. I think you need to look at the opponent, how good your team is. Have you been scoring a lot? Is your defense been good? Like, I think that's why, like, the nerds just sort of look at the numbers and crunch the numbers and be like, this is what the outcome says. But if you're going up against Patrick Mahomes versus Mason Rudolph, like all these things are, oh, they're all different. You got to factor them all in. Or if your team's trying to desperately make a playoffs versus your team just needs a shot in the arm. So I felt way more strongly that the Patriots should have gone for two someday. But last night, I do think, was it under a minute to go?
It was like 33 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, because now you're taking a chance and you're like, you're in Kansas City.
She's had three timeouts.
And as soon as Mahomes gets the ball, I feel like, no, I'm saying even if you play for overtime.
Oh, I see.
Kansas City's going to win, which they did.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's one of those guys I don't want to face in overtime. Well,
The Chiefs had time to win in regulation is what I'm saying. They had 33 seconds and three timeouts. No matter what you did with that decision, they had a chance.
Yeah, but I guess I like my chances more to just, yeah, you're up. Right at that point, rather than going over. So, yeah, you got to stop them regardless.
I felt way more strongly about the Patriots. I agree with you on that. I think Tampa's good enough where I would have gone to overtime in that game. The Patriots have nothing to play for. I got going for two if you're the Pats. I wouldn't have done it if I were Tampa, but it was close. Because
Turp has some crazy stats.
Because
up.
Of the Mahomes factor, it was close. Yes?
These are crazy stats up on the text, or Twitch and YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. If they go for two, what their win probability was?
They increase it by 1.1%.
Yeah.
So they were going for two.
They were down by one fourth quarter, 27 seconds left. So I'm with you. Mahomes is a magician. He could have won the game in regulation either way, whether you're up one or ties. It doesn't matter. I don't want to face Mahomes in overtime. I would never have wanted to play Tom Brady in overtime. It's the same thing. So at that point, you've had a great game, back and forth, all that. I would have gone for two.
Okay. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback throughout the course of the day. It's a busy day, the biggest day out there in this country. NFL trade deadline day. Tommy Tuesday. Kiefer Madness at 12:45.
D'Angelo subs are incoming.
Those D'Angelo subs,
you smell them?
I feel like I might be able to smell them coming down the hallway.
Just follow your nose.
So I'm looking forward to that. And of course, it's the return of our NFL tiers, Tuesday.
This is big.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's a busy day out there.
Woo!
Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
Be safe out there.
Tuesday's our favorite day of the week.
I love a Tuesday. Yep, I do.
I'm Pavlovian. I'm like drooling a little bit waiting for the D'Angelo subs to appear in the studio.
They're en route.
Because you know that's going to happen soon.
Yep.
And so I just kind of keep looking over at the door. I'm like, where are they? When are they going to get dropped off?
Don't be shy.
How fast can Keith eat it?
Real fast.
Is this the week he chokes?
And yeah, you know, maybe.
Like stuff like
that. It's possible.
You know, chew that food. But no, we're looking forward to that very much. We got Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Tommy Curran at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. And Keith?
Yes.
We do tiers every Tuesday. We have not done NFL tiers in a while. We gave you NBA tiers on NBA opening night. We gave you candy tiers last week leading up to Halloween. Very, very popular.
Yeah,
if you missed
was.
Any of that, people Odyssey app, it. You can go back and check it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
But today, let's get back into the NFL.
All right, so as of right now, these are going to be the tiers, but it's fluid. So if we want to add or subtract tiers, we can as it goes. But right now, I have five written down. Let's start from the bottom up.
Okay.
So right now, the bottom tier is the Mayo grown.
Ew.
That is rough stuff. You hear that? That is a bad team.
Yep.
The tier right above that is
I'm shooketh.
Okay. These are teams, their head spinning a little bit. Think of the, is it the Squidward meme? Which the, no, it's not, it's the
Patrick?
Patrick meme, where it's just like whoa. Like,
Christian Gonzalez gets that right.
Shooketh. Yeah, he would, he's his favorite character.
His favorite character, SpongeBob, his favorite show, yeah.
Frisky, the third one. There are a lot of good Frisky teams in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Tier above Frisky would be just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Uh-huh. And then the top tier, the real Super Bowl contenders in honor of our friends at D'Angelo's, is going to be the D'Angelo subs tier. Oh, yeah. It feels pretty good, if you ask me.
Tastes even better.
Feels pretty great.
Feels good, but it tastes real nice.
Yeah, that's good. True.
That's the top tier.
All right, so Billy Lane's going to throw teams at us, then we are going to tier them. You and I will debate it, and then if we have to, Billy can break the tie. Okay. So here we go. Billy, what do we got?
AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 7-2.
Buffalo Bills? You want to put them up in the subs?
I think you know what it is.
Yeah.
I think you know what time. They've won four in a row. They're 7-2. Put them up there.
Feels pretty good to be a Bills fan.
It does.
Right now.
I mean, 2 weeks from now.
They'll have a crushing loss at some point, probably in the playoffs.
Definitely in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
But probably in 2 weeks against the Chiefs, I'd imagine.
That's true.
Will be a crush. But for right now?
Right now, they're playing well.
I mean, they can't be. Are they just a bit outside? They can't be.
No, they're just a bit inside. Wait, huh? Yeah, let's go. Let's keep them number one. Let's leave that alone. Dump that.
Election day? No. More like erection day.
That can't be allowed.
It's a big day out there, Keith.
A huge day. Well, average size day. I've been told.
Just call my buddy Dale.
All right, Miami Dolphins 2-6.
Miami Dolphins, they got Tua back.
Ew.
Are they? No, they're not Mayo grown.
I'm with Nick on this. Where I want to hear you say.
I wonder now that Tua's back, could they be frisky?
No.
Keith,
they've lost two straight with Tua back.
They almost beat a D'Angelo subs team.
Okay,
they were playing neck and neck with
them.
What
did they do? They.
They lost to him.
Yeah, they lost.
No, they lost the game, but Tua's just getting his head straight. He's getting the cobwebs are clear.
Is there any guarantee that he's going to be out there? They lost to Arizona the week before.
Arizona's a good club. They might be
Tua.
Frisky. Yeah.
They might be
Kyler
frisky.
Might be frisky. You don't think they're shooketh, the Dolphins?
I want to put them where Nick wants to.
I think they're
just grown tier.
Well, where does Billy want to put them?
I want to say shooketh.
I'm shooketh.
Shooketh. Okay,
shooketh.
Fine. Shooketh.
They're shooketh. They're better. Wait till the Mayo grown tier fills out. I think the Dolphins are better. Maybe not.
Okay, let's see.
I'm shooketh.
Oh, put him there. That's
me. That's my actually Mike McDaniel after the game. They ask him, how are you feeling about the team?
He's been exposed. We've been talking about that for weeks on this show. He's been exposed.
Yeah, he has.
2-7 Patriots.
Ew.
Yeah, that's
a no-brainer. They suck out
loud. Do we want to put a tier below that? That's really the only question. They are
kick the extra point. Put them in the bottom tier.
They are currently drafting first in the NFL.
They are so the worst team in the NFL.
Absolutely
by
where they belong.
All accounts.
Yeah. Yep. Grown.
Jets at 3-6.
Yeesh. Jets suck. Mayo grown?
Grown.
Yeah. Mayo grown.
I mean, they at least won recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mayo grown.
Yeah, they won this past week. They are 3-6. They do have a better record than everybody else.
But they stink.
They beat the Texans, though. Should we bump them up one then?
They lost to the Patriots.
They did lose to the Patriots. I'm very confused. I don't know how to feel about them. But right now, we have them below the Dolphins. Are they worse than the Dolphins in your mind?
No.
Or are they kind of maybe
that's
same?
A good. That's a good point.
Let's move them to Shooketh. And I think also in the theme of the tiers.
Nice.
Yeah, the subs are here.
Yeah, drop those off, Brian. Good stuff.
And we'll have more after this.
Yeah.
No, I think they probably have to be Shooketh because they had really high expectations. They fired their coach.
Shooketh, but in Beckett, arrow down next to him.
Arrow down.
Shooketh.
All right, we talked him up. Yeah, right. Down.
To the AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, 6-3.
Ooh, where do you go with the Ravens?
So they lost to Washington 2 weeks ago. They won last week.
They lost to Cleveland.
I'm
they
sorry,
lost
Cleveland,
to Jameis Winston.
Not Washington, I'm sorry.
And then they blew doors on the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I would.
I think they're just a bit outside.
Okay,
a bit outside.
I would argue D'Angelo's subs. Maybe it's because they just walked into the room. I would still argue that. They had their
hiccup. Bias.
It is, big time.
They had their hiccup against Cleveland, but let's go with just a bit outside. Let's see that.
Cleveland's a weird loss.
Just a bit outside.
All right, just a bit outside.
4-5, Cincinnati Bengals.
I think they're frisky.
I would put them back in frisky.
I think they have to be frisky. Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdowns. That's not a team that you want to face.
They get Baltimore on Thursday, right? That's the game?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Do they make the playoffs? The Bengals.
I'm still going to say no. Let me check their win total.
I say yes.
But I'm going to say no on that.
Right now, they are the 9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The two teams directly above them are the Colts and Broncos. So I say yes.
Yeah, well, when you say it that way, they might be. But okay.
But regardless.
Frisky's right.
They
That's
are
right
frisky. They are definitely frisky.
They don't deserve more than that at this time.
Moose Soup and everything. Oh, sorry, Billy. Just looking at the Twitch chat. Moose Soup and everything. Bengals could definitely get a wild card spot. I would agree.
They definitely could. I mean,
they will.
Their over-under win total is 8.5.
Definitely will.
8.5.
I'll take the over on that, too.
Well, go ahead and take it.
I like the Bengals.
Frisky.
They are real frisky.
2-7 Cleveland Browns.
That's got to be a...
They're grown.
Mayo grown.
They're whole. They did.
They beat Baltimore.
I was going to say, in odd Patriots fashion, they beat a good team, but they stink.
Jameis
Winston came crashing back down to earth.
And then some.
Mayo grown.
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 6-2.
I want to say they're just a bit outside.
I'll give you that.
Just a bit outside.
I think there's a chance they make a big move today.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know who would have it for you first? This show.
Well, unless it happens after 2 o'clock. But yes, if it happens.
No, this. Right.
If it happens between 10 and 2,
yep.
And not like right at the deadline after we get off the air, Billy will have it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think the Steelers are trading for a receiver today. They've been linked to DK Metcalf. Like if
DK Metcalf gets traded,
Seattle's going to move someone like that.
The Patriots should be adding DK Metcalf.
JSN was great. Yes, that's why the Patriots should be listening and buying. I think Pittsburgh's at least going to add someone Adam Thielen-ish, and they may aim a lot. I think they're going to make a big move. I would put them on just a bit outside.
Okay. Well, I got them there. I like that.
To the AFC South, Houston Texans, 6-3.
I don't know.
I'm
shook. No. Kind of, Nick.
No.
Listen.
They lost to the Jets.
They lost to the Jets.
Yep.
CJ Stroud has had a bad year.
Uh-huh.
Would you call it a bad year?
He has not
subpar.
He has not been up to my expectations for sure.
Their receivers are dropping
like
flies.
He had a bad game on Thursday. Has he had a bad year? No, but Nico's about to come back.
I think based on expectations.
I think Collins is supposed to play this week. I mean, they lost Diggs, but if Collins is back, no harm, no foul.
Like, they're in a horrible division, so they're fine.
So they're just a bit outside.
Eesh, you like them more than I do. But I don't even know if they're frisky, because at this point, I think they either have to be just a bit outside or shooketh.
Yeah.
Because they're not frisky.
Yeah, but they lost a game.
They lost 3 games.
No, but I'm saying that like the Jets game is the one that shakes you to the core.
Yeah, but they're horrible. But they've lost 2 out of their last 3. They barely beat the Colts in the middle. I like a lot of teams in the AFC more than them. I would even say currently on the just a bit outside tier, you have the Ravens and the Steelers. I like both better. Also,
Like Houston better. I like Pittsburgh, but I like Houston better.
They barely beat the Colts in a game where Anthony Richardson was 2-for-15 to start the day.
I got it. I mean, they barely beat anyone, in fairness. They don't blow anybody out.
A win in your in game between Houston and Cincinnati, who would you pick?
Houston.
I'd pick Cincinnati.
Okay.
All right.
So where are we putting them?
Just a bit outside.
Just for now.
Yeah. Good.
Just. Okay, good.
I'm not going to run a sluggy in the gut over them.
I think that's the right place to put it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I would pick them against Cincinnati. I'd pick them against Pittsburgh in a winner-take-all game.
Mm.
Indianapolis Colts, 4-5.
I'm shook it.
Yeah, they probably have to go down there.
Like
they should be frisky. But
if you asked me last week before Flacco dumped his pants, I would have said frisky for sure. I'm a little nervous about that now.
I'd be shooketh. Yeah, they're not frisky enough for me.
Flacco can hoop, but he didn't last week. So.
Yeah, you put him anywhere. Got a ball.
Shooketh.
Yeah. No.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 2-7.
Mayo grown. They're horrible. That's a bad outfit.
Peterson doesn't survive the year.
Grown. No. Next coach fired.
Yeah.
2-6 Titans.
Grown.
Oh. Saw that firsthand. What a mess.
They're so much more physical and like so much tougher than the Patriots. But, so like they're grown tier, maybe arrow up?
Grown tier up. They just had a big win, but it's only their second win of the year.
Yeah, no,
they also, when we did the exercise last week, we always do during our four-pack or Friday questions, what player off the opponent would you want on the Patriots? And we're like, oh.
That's hard.
Like, I guess.
Real difficult.
Ridley.
After watching, wouldn't we all say Simmons? He was awesome
Simmons.
In that game.
Simmons probably the answer, but like, no.
Okay.
To the West, Denver Broncos, 5-4.
I still think they're frisky. I think every week we put them frisky, but
so
I think they're frisky.
So they just got their pants pulled down and shamed on television against the Ravens. Yeah. Like, they got smoked. But you know me, I'm not going to vote against Bo Nix. So they still have a winning record. I think they're frisky enough. Their defense was horrible last week, but overall, the defense has been good. And
and the Ravens' offense is really good. So if you're going to have a hiccup, like, it makes sense. You expect them not to give up 41 points.
I like them. I'll put them frisky.
Frisky.
All right. Okay.
8-0 Chiefs.
There you go. Top D'Angelo subs.
That's D'Angelo sub.
They might even need to be tier above that, if it's possible.
Undefeated tier?
Undefeated? You want to put it above D'Angelo subs? It's kind of a slap in the face of the
it is.
Delicious
especially
subs.
Especially on a Tuesday
can't
of all days.
It.
Yeah, let's keep
can't,
on
I can't, I can't do it.
I can't. We
next
can't.
Week, we can put him in an undefeated tier.
Next week, different tier. Still a D'Angelo's Tuesday, but yes.
2-7 Las Vegas Raiders.
What about the undefeated tier brought to you by D'Angelo's? And then the second tier down is all just D'Angelo subs. Or the number 9.
I like it. Yeah, or something like that.
What was the team?
Vegas is a grown.
Okay, Vegas.
They're terrible.
Yeah, 2-7 Raiders.
They've lost 5 in a row. Again, I think you said this the other day, Keith. That's a team with nothing on it.
No, that would be the worst
what do you mean?
Play.
They just hired Norv Turner.
Correct.
Did they?
Norv Turner?
I think his kid's on the staff. No, they brought him in to help.
No, I know his kid was there. They brought in Norv Turner?
Yeah.
What's Norv short for?
Norvert.
Norvert?
Yeah.
You think his name is Norvert?
Yeah. Like Daddy Murphy movie.
No, you're thinking of
Norbit?
Norville.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
his
say.
His name is Norville.
His name is Norville?
Like Mike Norvell, the coach at FSU?
Norville Turner. Yeah, dude, don't sleep on Norbit. Norbit had some good stuff.
That's what I was
good
trying
physical
to,
comedy.
That's what I was trying to say.
Eddie Murphy put the suit on? Oh, they can't hear us now.
Oh, good. It's a good time for the tears. Okay.
Can anybody hear us? Or is this just sort of like, this goes out for everybody?
Yeah, so what do we do with this? Do we keep going with the tears?
I have no idea. Can you? I can't hear Nick. Can you?
Yeah, I got
him. I didn't hear him.
Oh, you can't hear Nick? Oh, wow. Okay. So anyway, Vegas is a bottom tier team with Norvert there. Norvit. They are a grown
Norbit?
Tier. Who do we have left in that division? One more, right, Billy?
LA Chargers, 5-3.
Are they frisky or are they just a bit outside?
All right. So they just had, they've won 2 in a row. So that's going to get you at least to frisky. Saints Browns, though. Nothing to get excited about. Actually, here are the wins. Here are the Chargers' wins.
Give them to me.
Raiders, Panthers, Broncos, Saints, Browns. Not a good one to be had.
Nope.
And the three losses.
They lost to the Chiefs. We talked about that earlier. Who
Steelers,
else?
Cardinals.
Yeah, so you can't put them just a bit outside. They got to be frisky.
And they got the Titans this week. Yeah. So they're going to have like six like not
So we
got
to remember,
wins.
Until they beat a real team, they can't graduate from frisky.
I agree.
But they're frisky in the meantime, and I like that they're having Herbert sling it.
Yep. All right.
I do like that.
Very good.
NFC East, Dallas Cowboys, 5-3.
Shooketh.
Has to be.
I got
to
be sure. That
shooketh.
They might be the definition of shooketh. Without Dak Prescott's out.
I was just going to say, without Dak.
He says the team sucks.
You don't want to put him on the grown tier.
Oh. No, I think they're still. They have enough wins
to
be above that.
Let's stay
Cooper Rush for a month and CeeDee Lamb is hurt.
Yeah, if it's
but
no
they did get Jonathan Mingo.
If it's
so.
No Lamb, come talk to me.
Dude, they got the Mingo deal done.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I think they have to be
shooketh. It's a good spot for him.
But
let's
like
do
the
that.
Definition of shooketh.
Yeah.
Giants at 2-7.
Are they Mayo grown?
I think they have to be.
They're pretty bad.
I think their defense is good, but they've lost 4 in a
row. They're trying.
Daniel Jones stinks. Daboll might be the offensive coordinator here soon, which I know you want, Keith.
Yep.
Yeah, Mayo Grove. That's the right spot for him.
Eagles 6-2.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, Eagles.
Unless you want to put them
just a bit outside.
I'm not there yet.
They've won four in a row.
They have. They've turned it around.
And they've started giving the ball to Saquon Barkley.
They were shooketh probably at one point.
They're winning in spite of Sirianni, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Sirianni's
sure.
He's a moron.
Yeah, but okay.
All right, so, yeah, but I got them just a bit outside.
Okay, so you want, but what are they? They're a team that in a week or two we could have on the top tier, but I agree. Just a bit outside is good for them right now. They won four in a row.
Yeah, four in a row is nothing to sneeze at. You got Saquon Barkley doing reverse hurdles over guys,
which don't bing that on a
don't win, try that at home either.
No.
They go Cowboys, Commanders, Rams their next three games. So if they smack around the Cowboys.
That's a tough schedule.
Well,
not the Cowboys so much, but Commanders, Rams.
It's a good game.
I mean, you'll see. Rams are playing well. We'll get to them.
And then the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Eagles got some games.
Okay, well, in a month we might have them on the top tier.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders, 7-2.
Say it.
D'Angelo Suggs. That's a good squad you got there. No?
I would say just a bit outside, but you're willing to go there?
I would.
Can I look at their wins?
Yeah, I'll give them to you.
Okay. Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, Browns.
Yeah.
Panthers, Bears, Giants.
Okay, a lot of good ones there.
Losses, Ravens, and Bucks.
Eh. Well, Bucks was week one. Mm-hmm. All right, so then they've kind of moved on since then. They've graduated since then. But, like, some of their wins, it's not like they're eking by. Like, right? Even, like, when the Texans were winning games, they were, like, barely beating teams. Like, the Commanders have some blowouts on their resume.
Keep an eye on their defense. I think their defense is actually pretty good as well.
You want to move them down one? You want to put them just a bit outside?
That's where I would have them. But if you want to go to D'Angelo's tier, let's do it.
What do you think, Billy? Jaden Daniels and the Commanders?
Yeah, you know, let's D'Angelo's them.
D'Angelo's them. Get up there.
They're playing well.
I like Jaden Daniels. It is a tough matchup this week against Pittsburgh. Yeah, let's see it.
Oh, it's good.
To the NFC North, the Chicago Bears at 4-4.
Are they frisky?
Are they shooketh?
I mean,
they've lost two in a row.
No, I know they have. They're going the wrong way.
I'm okay with frisky.
Their coach sucks.
So bad.
They should probably be. Is there some sort of coach tier that we could create? Maybe. Well, no, because Sirianni, they're winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to go back and like put Mayo there.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. It's too much rework.
They've beaten the Titans, the Rams when they were injured, the Panthers, and the Jaguars. Their losses are to the Texans, Colts, Commanders, Cardinals. So,
Texans, Colts, Commanders, Cardinals.
Now they might be shooketh then.
But how are they any different than the Chargers?
DJ Moore wants out.
They beat the bad teams
on the hot seat.
They beat the bad teams and lose to the good teams.
But they've also lost back-to-back games.
Yep.
So they're trending in the wrong direction. The Chargers are going the other way, and the Chargers do have a winning record. They're 500.
So you want to do shooketh?
I think the Bears are shooketh.
Okay. Billy, you want to break the tie? I'd say frisky.
I'm cool with shooketh.
Okay, shooketh. Let's
shooketh
do it.
It is.
Detroit Lions 7-1.
Awesome.
D'Angelo's.
Wow. They are good. We might get that Eminem versus Taylor Swift Super Bowl this year. No, that's what people wanted last year. Came up just short. It might be.
We might be getting that. No, that's. I mean, they're
awesome.
I think they're. I would not pick them to win the Super Bowl. They're playing the best football out of any team right now. Like they're playing better than Kansas City. I wouldn't pick them on a neutral field in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, but they're better than Kansas. Or they're playing better.
I don't know if he leaves, and who knows what kind of head coach he'll be. But isn't Ben Johnson the number one candidate next year?
Easily.
And not even close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry, Pack is at 6-3.
So I would say just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
You think worse?
No, I'm thinking about frisky for them, but I think they probably belong on just a bit outside. Jordan Love looked so bad last week.
He did.
And now he's been hurt twice this year. I want to give him credit for playing through an injury.
Yeah.
That's probably the right spot for him. They lost to Detroit, like no harm, no foul. They weren't home and they were non-competitive, but yeah, just a bit outside.
Their three losses, by the way, are
Philly,
Eagles, Minnesota, Detroit.
Oh, yeah,
so, like, three stud teams.
Yeah.
And they did beat the Texans and then, you know, Cardinals and Rams and a couple other bad teams. But, like, I think they're good. They're probably as advertised because I was really high on them. I thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Me too.
But they are, like, just a notch below that.
Me too, meaning I was high on them as well. Yeah. I had Detroit coming out of the NFC. Okay. Who's last in that division?
The Vikings, 6-2.
Just a bit outside.
Okay.
You want to go higher?
Just a bit outside.
No, I think there should be a separation between the Lions and those other two teams. But they're good. I like the Vikings.
I also think with Sam Darnold, it's like, how much can you really believe?
I could spin it.
You got to give him credit for what they're doing, but how much can you really believe?
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving on.
To the NFC South, Atlanta Falcons, 6-3.
Just a bit outside. That's going to be a crowded tier.
Just a bit outside.
They are just a bit outside.
That's the right spot.
Knocking on that door.
I like that team.
Kirk Cousins is playing better.
I like that team a lot. Let's see what's going on with Drake London, but I like that team.
Yep.
Panthers 2-7.
They are a Mayo groan.
That's a groan.
One of the worst teams in football history.
You think they start Bryce Young this week?
They should.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one.
Saints at 2-7.
Got to be there. They just lost that toilet bowl. It was literally the AFC and NFC each had, these are the worst teams.
Pats, Titans, Saints, Panthers, yeah. Just the worst of the worst.
And even the winner stays in the bottom tier. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, we true. Won! It's like, okay, it doesn't
that's
matter.
That's true. Even the worst, that's still, that's a whole, that's basically the whole tier.
That's
those games last weekend. Yeah. Yeah, Mayo groaned for Carolina.
Who what else? Is the London game this week? Is it?
Carolina and the Giants.
Giants,
so
Panthers.
Two bottom tier teams again. The winner
Carolina
does not
win,
emerge.
Carolina could win two in a row and not get out of
stay
that tier.
There. Yeah. You're stuck.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 4-5.
I think you got to go frisky with them. They just played an overtime game with the Bucs. They got the two receivers are hurt. But their record, I can't put them just a bit outside.
He was afraid I was going to put him shooketh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would. I understand what's going on.
I was thinking about hitting the shooketh.
Okay, the second they get...
But they're not
I'm not shooketh because, right, they're going to get Mike Evans back and they're going to be fine. So frisky's the right spot for them. I agree with that.
They've lost three in a row, which... would be concerning to most, but it's Chiefs, Falcons, Ravens, who
Chiefs,
we all kind of like.
And they lost Godwin and Evans in that stretch.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. And they actually beat Detroit earlier this year.
Mayfield,
they're the only
way,
team that beat Detroit.
Mayfield looks awesome.
Dude, he is awesome.
So, but like, he's in the MVP discussion, awesome.
Hell yeah.
Like, he's been great.
I was like 4 years too early.
Just early.
Yep, that's right. All right, last division.
NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals, 5-4.
That is a frisky team, if there ever was one.
So I was a big believer in them early in the year. Then we downgraded them. I think frisky's right.
Yeah.
I can't put them just a bit outside, but they've won three in a row. They're playing well.
Because I feel like just a bit outside teams should be almost locks for the playoffs.
Correct.
And
this team could still finish 7-9.
Definitely.
Or whatever, 7-10.
4-4, LA Rams.
See, I think they're frisky, too.
I also think they're frisky. Yeah. Now that this is what Tampa's like.
Yeah.
They got back Cooper Kupp. They got back Puka Nacua before he got ejected.
He threw a punch.
And they look like a totally different team. This is what Tampa will look like when they get Evans back. So Rams frisky is right.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers also 4-4.
I'm shook.
It feels weird to put them frisky.
Yeah, so they beat the Cowboys, lost to the Chiefs, beat the Seahawks, lost to the Cardinals, beat the Patriots, lost to the Rams and Vikings, and beat the Jets.
They're getting McCaffrey back. Like
They might get this weekend. Just in time to go up against them.
If you ask me where I believe they are, this is not what they've earned, but if you ask me where I believe they are, I believe they're just a bit outside. They haven't earned that, though, so they're probably frisky.
All right, I would agree. Frisky.
All right, last one, the Seattle Seahawks, 4-5.
Shooketh. I feel strongly about this. They're shooketh.
Yeah, they fell apart.
Shooketh.
They've lost 4 out of 5.
Yeah, yeah.
They started 3-0. You go, oh, what's going on there? Yep. New offensive coordinator, new coach. They should be shooketh.
All right, so our tier Tuesday following week 9 in the NFL, top tier, D'Angelo subs. We have Bills, Chiefs, Commanders, Lions.
Nice. Okay, good.
I like it.
I thought we had more there. Good.
Just a bit outside, Ravens, Steelers, Texans, Eagles, Packers, Vikings, Falcons.
Okay.
Frisky. Bengals, Broncos, Chargers, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, Niners.
Okay, that's another 7.
Shooketh, Dolphins, Jets, Colts, Cowboys, Bears, Seahawks.
Okay.
And the Mayo groan, Pats, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Panthers, Saints.
So that's the biggest tier.
It's the most teams are in the Mayo groan.
And I wanted to put more teams.
No, I know.
I wanted to put the Jets and Dolphins down.
But that's why it's...
Yeah,
no, so many...
you were right. You were right to put those other teams in shooketh.
Yes.
Now that we've done the exercise, you were right. I was wrong.
Okay.
You're smart.
Takes a big man.
I'm dumb. You're pretty. I'm not very good looking. You were right about that.
You
can't have 10 teams in that bottom groan tier.
No, but it's what's crazy is if like one of those bad teams wins a couple games, you go from like the first pick to the 10th pick.
Yep.
Because they're all clogged up together.
That
right now.
Legitimately happened with the Jets last week.
Yep.
They went from 4-10 with one win. Okay. There you go. Tier Tuesday. Each and every week here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up 617-779-7937. It's Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon here on WEEI. And coming up next, let's get to David Pastrnak benched by Jim Montgomery. Is that the right call, the wrong call, a good call for his future? We'll get to it next.
Is there anything to be learned from that last night?
Yeah,
I mean, you do learn from your past sometimes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was a bad turnover, so how I said, I take responsibility for it. Accountability, I guess, is the best word. I just want to move forward. I don't want to be any distraction to our team. The guys know how I feel about them in here, and it was a bad play. So how I said, I take the accountability and... already moving forward.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Tier Tuesday just wrapped it up. NFL tiers. Did those for the first time in a few weeks. You want to check them out. Keefe tweeted them out at Keefe21 on social media, at Jones and Keefe as well. You can find it there. Also on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can find it on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. That was David Pastrnak yesterday, Keith.
Yeah.
I'll give Jim Montgomery, and you be sure to let me know if you got any new scuttlebutt you're hearing on his future.
Yeah, let me check it out.
I can't imagine he's doing that much better, even despite two wins over the weekend.
He's not doing worse. I mean, that you're starting to turn it around.
Well,
two wins. No, you're not giving him credit for two wins.
He's benching the superstar player, so I don't know how much better he's doing.
But they won. So, I mean, you bench the superstar player because you feel like you needed to.
Sure, but they like...
They haven't given up a goal.
But they were
games.
Already winning with him. It's not like they were down a goalie, benched him, and the team lit up. I mean, they just held on to win 2-0.
But they held on, right?
They were
up 2-0. He sits him down because he didn't like the turnover, trying to protect the lead, didn't like how he was playing, got a little loose with the puck, as it were.
I wouldn't use that as like a big response and like, we're going to go win one for Monty. They held on 2-0. It's not like they got all fired up and won the game, at least in my estimation.
No. But when they... So the report comes out, or the scoop comes out, that he's on the super hot seat.
Yeah. Jacobs is rattled awake in Buffalo and paying attention to what's going on, which is rare.
But they basically laid down and died against Carolina.
Correct.
And you're like, oh my God, like this is over. Like, is he even there?
Then they canceled practice the next day
in
Philly.
Yeah, so I'm like, that must be it. And since then, they've won back-to-back games. They've shut out both opponents. And you're like, all right, maybe this is something. Now, I think just the more games you play, the more sort of data we'll have on like how this turnaround really is going. I mean, they're 6-6-1. And this is a team that normally comes out of the gates a house of fire.
Under Montgomery,
like they don't lose their sixth game until like Christmas.
Right.
Like they're usually insane in the regular season. So that hasn't happened. But, you know, tonight in Toronto, I think, is a pretty big game. Like what does it look like? I don't think they're going to like win out after those reports. But like, how do they play? How does Pastrnak specifically respond?
Add it to the list of big things going on today.
It's maybe the biggest.
It's maybe the biggest
deadline.
Day. NFL trade deadline. We already did tier Tuesday. We got our D'Angelo's subs, which are you done yours yet?
Yeah, I started late. I have a bite left. I started a little late in the break. I still have one bite remaining.
I actually haven't cracked mine yet, but I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yep.
I had some waiver claims to get in. And then we have Tommy Tuesday at high noon.
Coming up.
So a lot going on, but you're right. Bruins and Leafs tonight. Huge game.
But like, how does Pastrnak specifically respond?
Well,
right?
and how does the team respond? Like, they held on in that game. So you say he can't be doing much worse because they won two games. I get that. He's also now, like, you know, in some ways at war with the star player who said the right thing.
He did.
Just like Brad Marchand. And this is to Monty's credit. Brad Marchand said the right thing after Montgomery shoved him. And Brad Marchand, for everyone to see, was tuning him out. Now he's benching Pastrnak, and Pastrnak's like, yep, had a bad turnover. I'm not going to be a distraction to the team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It still feels like a team that has checked out on their head coach, and we'll see tonight. They always beat the Leafs, right? They always beat this team.
But yeah, they beat them once already this year, and maybe they'll beat them again.
That'll be a good indication.
I do give Monty credit, though, for it. I feel like
he's going down swinging.
Yes.
100%. I think he's going down, but he's going down swinging, which I also give him credit
very
for.
Well could be yes. going down, yeah. But he says, you know, one way, so the guy he replaced basically lost his job because the players didn't like him and they thought he was mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether Cam Neely and Don Sweeney just saw that from the outside or spoke to the players themselves, like that's how that last coach got canned.
Yep.
So if Montgomery wants to save his job outside of wins is the most important thing, it would be hopefully these guys maybe go to bat for me. So if Cam or Don says to Marchand and Pastrnak, like, hey, we might get rid of Jim, you're hoping that they're like, no, don't do that. But if you shove one of them and then bench the other one, like you're like, I don't care what they say.
No,
like I'm gonna go down. If they want to have a meeting with them, if they want to try to get me fired, so be it. But I'm gonna do what I think is the best. We know he's gonna jumble his lines all the time. That's something that he's always kind of done. But as far as like yanking playing time away from star player, that's a little bit different. And usually a coach on the hot seat might pamper, like whatever you want. Oh, look the other way when he turns it over. But he's at least trying to make some moves and see if that, you know, changes the result. So I give him credit for that.
I mean, look, if they respond to this, they rip off a bunch of wins, then we'll circle this and Montgomery's right. I have zero problem with him benching David Pastrnak, by the way. Zero problem with it. Bad turnover. You can bench a star player for a period. That's fine.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to work out well for Montgomery, but I have no problem with it. Let's see. You start alienating these star players, they get you out. They did it with Bruce Cassidy. They did it with Claude. They'll do it with this guy. So I don't think it's going to end well for Montgomery, but I do give him credit for going down swinging, Keith. I'm with you on that. And let's see how they respond tonight against Toronto, because typically it's the team they beat in their sleep. Playoffs, yeah. Regular season, doesn't matter.
It's
That's
hard
typically
to,
the way it goes down.
It's tough because they've played more games than some of the other teams, but right now, as of this second, I know it's insanely early, but just for the sake of where Monty is, like, they went from last place or tied for last place in the division. They've won two games in a row. They're currently a wild card team. And at 6-6-1, like, that's not a great start. I'm not saying, hey, look at you.
But look,
if they play a little bit better from here on out, they should be back where we expect them to be, which is the playoffs.
This is still a coach that the organization doesn't believe in. They didn't give him a contract, so no. They don't believe in him.
No.
You can say what you want. You can listen to their words, or you can pay attention to their actions. They don't believe in him as an organization. The Jacobs family, Cam, Don Sweeney, they don't believe in him. The players just tuned him out in Carolina. He called the whole team out. He shuffled the lines. They didn't respond.
Yeah.
So they've happened to win two games in a row. I think it's prolonging the inevitable. Maybe the Bruins were just waiting for a very, very busy Tuesday, the NFL trade deadline, to bury the news.
Yeah, madness.
But I don't think it's going to end well for them. So you can stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, a big shout out to D'Angelo's. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. You can get it with D'Angelo's grilled sandwiches. We do that every single Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We're very, very thankful for it. If you're looking for a spot to go grab lunch today, great, great spot to do it. I saw you had a number 9. I got the chicken teriyaki over here.
Very good.
They dropped off some bowls too, where, you know, if you want to, I like my bread.
Yeah.
But if you want to go bread-free, they have
those
options as well.
My carbs or something.
At D'Angelo's. So big shout-out to them. And shout-out to anyone looking to sponsor a lunch spot here on Jones and Keefe. We're Boston's lunch spot.
4 other days.
D'Angelo's has the market cornered on Tuesday, but you're Monday.
Yeah.
You're Wednesday.
Call about Thursday.
Maybe check in about Friday.
Friday would be good.
You know,
going into the weekend.
Power rank those. You can get in line there. Sponsorship opportunities are available. It's a busy Tuesday. It's Tommy Tuesday. We'll check in with Tommy Curran next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.